Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I'm feeling good today, buddy.
Yeah, are
you? I'm feeling good. I'm on a good run.
How so?
Life run. Except for last night. Last night was awful. I told you off the air. But other than that, that means I'm due.
Okay.
It's working every way, Tommy.
All right, let's see.
It's Tuesday at 10 o'clock. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It is time for Where They Whinin'. And if you would like to witness with your very own eyes a room descend into complete madness with two men screaming at each other while a woman laughs and controls it like a puppet, you can log out of the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. Our live stream is up. It is rolling. The Break Room WCMF at YouTube and Twitch. That's all brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads. Never whining over there.
All right.
Did we have a winner last week? We did have a winner last week.
Yeah, I think Paul.
Paul
was our last winner.
And we liked Paul.
Yeah, everybody likes Paul.
Paul was the rare winner that we actually liked and we didn't immediately hate.
All right.
Kimmy, you got the post ready to go?
I'm ready.
Tommy has been falling all over himself all day long, so he's already out. You're done. Shut up. You've been saying stupid stuff all day.
I'm loaded today, baby.
Kimmy?
Yep.
Let's do this thing.
Either this doesn't exist here, or I haven't found one yet, but ever since I moved to blank, I cannot find a small, independently owned cafe anywhere. I'm surprised because after living in and then named another place in Rochester my whole life, I never thought there would be a lack of places to get coffee around here. I drive a delivery truck for a living and have found some really great neighborhood cafes in almost every suburb except the place I now live in. It's so disappointing. I wouldn't call myself a coffee snob. I just do my best to support small businesses. I like trying new things and like spending my money where it counts. It gives me something to look forward to every day. I have no problem stopping at a chain like Dunkin' or Starbucks every now and then, but if there are other options, I'll go out of my way to support something more unique. I've been stopping at, and then names a diner, to get my local fix, but it's a little inconvenient because I don't really have time to sit down and chat every morning. Is there a spot I'm missing? If so, please point me in the right direction. I've only lived here a few months, so maybe I haven't explored enough to know.
Oh!
Why, because he moved there recently?
This is hard. All right, the phone number is
252-WCMF
252-9263. What suburb in the greater Rochester area doesn't have a locally owned coffee shop, at least one that's not prominent enough for this guy to know?
Right.
All right, Tommy, what are you hearing, buddy?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of things there, Pat, but I'm going back into the archives of the break room. to find the answer to this puzzling question.
Well, really?
Because they are whining in Irondequoit.
Oh!
And why is that?
Why is that?
Because the wives make the coffee for the husbands.
Okay.
I'm using the Paladino rule to take Irondequoit.
Oh. Oh. I don't hate that one.
Yeah. Well, smooch my brown because you're going down.
No, that's not the one I wanted.
You're done.
No, I don't know. I don't know Irondequoit.
Just give me the damn star.
I don't know Irondequoit that well. There has to be a locally owned coffee shop in Irondequoit.
No, but he can't find it.
No, but here's the thing. Hmm. The reason what you exactly said is why there has to be a locally owned coffee joint.
And we're not talking Dunkin'. He wants like one of these.
Oh, really? Because I didn't have an ear to hear exactly what Kimmy said in the post, dumbass.
He's looking for one of those little boutique coffee shops.
Irondequoit's too old to not have. And bro, West Irondequoit, that's all like.
Is that how they sound?
There's only one town that jumps into my head.
Yeah.
And I know it the best because I live there.
Your town.
I can't think of a locally owned coffee shop in Henrietta. And to further that, this man says he's gone to a diner. And there's a couple of diners in Henrietta that will serve you coffee. Mm. They just don't have...
He wants a coffee shop.
I mean, there's tons of coffee shops in Henrietta. I just can't think of a single one that is locally, independently owned.
Really?
I'm going really? Henrietta.
Really think. Okay.
Oh, wait, you could think of one?
Yeah.
Really?
No, but that's your pick, right?
Yeah. What is it?
Lovin' Cup. Where we used to do gigs.
But that's more of a restaurant.
No. Loving Cup. Their whole feature is coffee.
It's a bar restaurant.
It's a coffee shop with booze.
When's the last time? Did you say coffee shop forward?
Yes.
Coffee shop forward.
Yeah, like a cafe.
It's a bar restaurant. Nobody goes to Loving Cup for just a cup of coffee.
Yes, they do.
Really? Who?
I did.
Yeah, what? Edward, did you get booze while you were there?
I didn't get booze everywhere.
Ah!
I get booze at Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
Yeah, I bring it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Some dough.
What, you, bro, I, dough, there man. Is absolutely an independently owned coffee shop. It's Henrietta. I'm confident.
Henrietta.
But we have to let everyone else play, even though I've already won. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was one rule and one rule only. You get a single pick.
Yeah.
A single pick. If you're sitting on hold right now, and you hear someone say the town you were going to say, you got two options. Hang up the phone, try again next week. We won't be offended. Or pick another town. If we pick up the phone and you go, I'm going to say, you have been disqualified and the commissioner has final say. Are we ready?
I'm done.
I'm ready.
Let's start with the best name of the bunch.
All right.
Patrick's on CMF. Patrick, where are they whining?
You know what, Pat? I'm going to go Gates this week.
Gates?
Yeah.
There has to be a local
hipster.
I've been thinking since the post got read, and I cannot think of one coffee shop, maybe one.
Are you
a locally owned coffee shop in Gates? I'm thinking the wrong part of Gates, but yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Are you a Gates resident, Patrick?
I'm not. I grew up in Hillen.
Okay, well, how often do you spend in Gates? How much time?
I drive through Gates all the time.
So nothing off Buffalo Road then. Patrick, we got
no,
you.
No.
Okay.
Patrick. No, I drive through
Never mind. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, yeah. No, I drive all over Gates.
All right, Patrick, thanks
it's
for the
all
call,
over
buddy.
Because
I work all over Rochester, so I'm driving all the time all over. So that's why it was really hard for me to think of one coffee shop in Gates.
All right, Patrick, thanks for the call, buddy. That was my fault, and I'd like to apologize.
Okay.
Should have just let it go.
Follow-up questions.
Should have just let it go. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Pete. Pete, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going Brockport.
Why Brockport?
Can't think of anything local in there, too. Plus, it's kind of a sneaky post. You know, I mean, he's a delivery driver, so it's not going to be a high-end town. Because he said it's his hometown.
Wait, whoa. You think that folks that work as delivery drivers don't have enough money to live in nicer places?
I mean, the only reason you live in a nice house is because of your wife.
Huh, so that would be a reason they would live in a nicer end area? And I live in Henrietta. It's not even high end.
Yeah, he doesn't have the doctor house, bro.
What does that mean?
You know what it means. You don't have a doctor's house.
You just took a shot for
I keep
no
telling
reason.
You, you need a doctor's house.
I don't. What are you talking? What is a doctor's house?
That house is too small for y'all.
Shut up. There's a room we don't even go in.
Yeah, it's because all your crap's in it.
Pete, we got you for Brockport. Thanks for the call. Man, this poor guy's taking strays over here. Guy's busted. Just looking for a nice place to have a cup of coffee. By the way, Brockport's a college town. They must have a coffee shop.
I would think so.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Dwayne. Dwayne, where are they whining, bud?
I'm thinking they're whining in Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Because it's just all malls and Home Depot and everything.
Do you think part of everything includes a local coffee shop?
No, I haven't seen one.
Wait, Dwayne, you broke up there, buddy. Wait, do you live in Penfield?
No.
Okay, do you drive through Penfield a lot?
Yeah, go see my lawyer.
You got to see him a lot, do you?
So, Dwayne, you don't get coffee with your lawyer, you just meet him in his office?
Yes, okay. Up next to the sheriff.
Okay, Dwayne, thanks for the call.
So convenient for him.
Let's run away from Dwayne as fast as we can.
No further questions.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get this out of the way. Christine's on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
Greece.
Why? Oh, come on. Greece?
Greece is nothing but commercial. Where is there a diner? A little family diner in Greece.
Greece?
There is none.
I can think of three. Yeah. And Greece is the largest, one of the largest suburbs in America. They absolutely.
Yeah, with the amount of Italians that live in Greece.
Thank you. Says like, man who picked a Rondo Coit. The amount of Italians. Nope. Okay.
They ran them out.
Are you just saying no? Are you just saying no over and over again? God.
Yeah, that's a dumb pick.
Look, I'm your favorite rain cloud, okay? And today I'm just not rainy, so I'm not all that depressing today. But it's Greece.
Where are you getting there?
I was going to say, could have. I would like to respectfully disagree with that. All right, we got you for Greece, Christine. Thank you for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get one more in before we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us. Let's go with Armand. Armand, where are they whining, bud?
I'm going to go to your hometown gate.
I'm sorry, where do you want to go? Wait, I'm sorry, Armand, you broke up. Where do you want to go?
Gate.
Oh, Armand! You out, son! You out!
You know, it's messed up, man. We gotta find a way.
Find a way for what? He's hung up.
I think he's getting to give a speech. We have to find a way. We had to make a way.
I did write the rest of this. Is he arguing that he didn't hear it because he's not listening well enough?
I don't
know.
Okay. That could have gone many ways.
Armand sucks. All right, 252-WCMF. I'm sorry, you were saying?
No,
I see. 252-9263. All right, Kimmy's going to get us a reread as soon as she gets off the phone with folks trying to get on. Kimmy, are we ready for a reread of the post?
Ready.
All right, let's do this thing.
Either this doesn't exist here or I haven't found one yet, but ever since I moved to blank, I cannot find a small independently owned cafe anywhere. I'm surprised because after living in, and then names another place in Rochester.
All right, hold on, time out. We may have messed up.
What?
They didn't say coffee shop, they said cafe.
Well, like a hipster joint.
No, we may have really messed up.
Why?
Cafe is not necessarily coffee.
Well, it kind of is. Cafe means coffee. Un cafe.
All right, let me finish the post and then you can break this down.
If you were in Spain, you go un cafe.
Shut up.
Give me a coffee.
Now. Shut up.
Pronto.
Sorry, Kim.
They go on. I'm surprised because after living in, and then names another place in Rochester, my whole life, I never thought there would be a lack of places to get coffee around here. I drive a delivery truck for a living and have found some really great neighborhood cafes in almost every suburb except the place I now live in. It's so disappointing. I wouldn't call myself a coffee snob. I just do my best to support small businesses. I like trying new things, and I like to spend my money where it counts. It gives me something to look forward to every day. I have no problem stopping at a chain like Dunkin' or Starbucks every now and then, but if there are other options, I'll go out of my way to support something more unique. I've been stopping at, and then names a diner, to get my local fix, but it's a little inconvenient because I don't really have time to sit down and chat every morning. Is there a spot I'm missing? If so, please point me in the right direction. I've only lived here a few months, so maybe I haven't explored enough to know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is at a Rondo Coit. I am in Henrietta. Patrick is in Gates. He drives all the way around there. Buffalo Road, Chile Avenue, Lyle. Pete is out in Brockport, which has a college, which is the stupidest pick of all of them. Dwayne's out in Penfield because he says he doesn't see any local coffee shops when he's going to visit his lawyer. Christine's in Greece. She picked one of the largest suburbs in America, full of Italian people. to not have a cafe. Armand called up, said Gates disqualified himself, then said, we have to find a way, and then hung up the phone, which was weirdly ominous.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cody. Hey, Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Charlotte.
Why Charlotte?
So we know it's a suburb. We know it's not going to be a town. Well, small town outside the city. We know it's a suburb. And Charlotte has, well, almost nothing of this description. I mean, there's a Dunkin' in Charlotte, and then there's a couple other Dunkins and like a Timmy's kind of around the border. But as far as I know, there is not a single cafe, coffee shop, anything like that locally owned in Charlotte.
All right, I'm going to ask a question.
Leave Charlotte.
I'm going to ask a question, and I'm ashamed of this as a lifelong Greater Rochester resident.
What's that?
Is Charlotte a suburb, or is it part of the city? Because I thought it was a neighborhood in the city.
I think I mean, it's far enough away from the city, I would say. I mean, it's right
no,
up on the lake.
No, because when you go to the lake, that's a city of Rochester. Is that a county?
I think it's part of the city.
So do I, because it's part of the city school district, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so dumb, Cody. You're so dumb.
Yeah, well, not as dumb as you, because I'm winning this week.
Well, there you go.
Well, whoa, Cody. Hold on, buddy. Let's not get too aggressive over here.
Hey, you know, it's an aggressive day. Well, I was with Tommy's mom last night, and she's a very aggressive person.
What did I do to you?
Okay, you did one good mom joke like a month ago, and you keep chasing. You keep chasing. Cody, thanks for the call. He needs to call that gambling hotline to get him off of mom jokes. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Nick. Nick, where are they whining, brother?
North Chi-Li.
North Chi-Li. Why North Chi-Li?
Well, you know, a little bit of a hipster area. You got Roberts Wesleyan College, and there are two little... There's one little diner, and then there's another little coffee shop right up the road. Perfect area that a lot of people don't know about unless you live there.
Okay, so to be clear, you're calling to guess the town that doesn't have a locally independent coffee shop and then proceeded to name said coffee shop in your guess.
Nope.
Well, it's a hidden gem.
No, okay, but here's the thing.
What's that?
He's got all of Chi-Li, Nick, we've taken a lot of bad calls of where they wind. And I mean this with all due respect. You seem like a really nice guy. This might have been the dumbest guess we've ever taken in the history of where they whined.
Bye, right. I hear you there, Duffy.
Bye, Nick. Thank you. You know where they don't have a locally independent coffee shop? Next to this locally independent owned coffee shop that's literally been there for like 40 years.
Oh.
It's one of the oldest coffee shops. What is it called? It's like Jilly Bean. Oh, what is that place called in Chi-Li? Next to Roberts.
Oh, the Hip Sip.
Great. I have no idea.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
They go to Timmy's hometown of Hilton.
Why?
Really, there isn't much there. I mean, there is something called the Coffee Corner, but it's really more of a store selling a bunch of junk. And right next door is the Hilton Family Diner. So, I mean, what else is there out in Hilton?
I do want to be clear. You also called up and said... There is no coffee place, and then proceeded to name a coffee place while you were doing it.
But it's not really a coffee place. They sell not just exclusively coffee material. It's like a convenience store, kind of, in a way.
Gotcha. All right.
No cafe.
Gotcha. Barber, great call.
Yeah, no sit down, no place to sit down to enjoy your cafe.
Okay.
Your little cups of coffee. Your Italian coffee.
You're the only one in this room that drinks that.
Well, yeah. Okay. No, I was being sarcastic.
Gotcha.
I was just saying.
Barber, thanks for the call, but I appreciate it. Jitters! That's the name of the coffee shop. Jitters. Daniel, thanks, buddy. All right, 252-WCMF. Let's rip through some real quick. Let's talk to Paul. Paul, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say Churchville.
Why Churchville?
Just a hunch. I don't know. My other pick was taken.
What was your other pick?
Not telling you.
Oh!
Stoned.
I wanted to say, Tommy, you're extra stupid today because I won with Rhonda Quate last week, so she has never made a back-to-back pick.
You're so dumb! You're so dumb and stupid!
Well, get ready for the first, buddy.
Paul.
And your forehead is extra shiny today on the stream. Okay, I'll see you guys.
Oh my God, he's right. Dear God.
Extra shiny.
It looks like there's an eclipse going on in our room. Paul, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There's literally thousands, tens of thousands of people moving into our room for the weekend to watch this happen. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Steve B. Hey, Steve B.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good. Where are they whining, bud?
I think Brighton this week.
Okay. What?
Well, because there are chains, but there's not little coffee shops.
Does 12 quarters
have... a lot of apartments because this guy moved around a little bit. And it's one town over from where you picked, and usually
you're one town away, so I think I got a shot.
Oh, now we're using deep research here.
He may not be wrong.
No, there has to be in 12 corners. No, there has to be.
I don't think so.
I think you could count those bagel places as cafes.
No.
Cafe?
You can't sit down there, though. It's just stand and leave.
Yeah, because there's a Starbucks there.
No, I know there's
other. I don't think they could exist with a Starbucks.
Brighton is everywhere. Brighton touches every town in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that main Monroe area.
I understand. There's more to Brighton than just that area.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of commercial there.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Not a lot of commercial in 12 quarters?
No, that's the only place there is.
No, you idiot!
All the rest of it's residential. That might be
there. All the rest of it's residential.
That might be it.
Okay, 252 W.
I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Alex, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Webster.
Why? Is it because all the mama's boys are Webster? Is that why you're going that way, Alex?
Honestly, I just wanted to get a guess in. I'm at an appointment right now, but I had to participate.
Okay, time out. All right, time out,
Alex. In the waiting room?
Alex, what appointment are you waiting for right now?
Counseling.
Did you say counseling?
Like marriage counseling or like your personal counseling?
No, like personal counseling.
Okay.
Well, you can add this to your counseling today.
I was just going to say, I hope this isn't contributing to the problem.
Are you whispering in the counseling waiting room to guess a town that you don't even think is going to win to participate in Where They Whining?
The other?
Bro, what did I tell you about every chick from Spencerport?
Right.
Thank God she's at counseling. At least she's getting better for
okay.
It.
Listen, I'm accountable. I have accountability at least.
Alex, I am not. I'm not criticizing you. Enjoy your counseling. I'm just saying.
Enjoy your counseling.
Maybe make better life choices. Like, don't call in the counseling waiting room to guess where they went.
I guess I'm self-sabotaging a little bit too. You know.
She's learning words. Alex, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Wow. What?
A lot going on there. Right. We're learning so much about her.
I don't know if I should be like scared for her or like
I don't know.
Happy for her.
She's
like,
there.
Yeah, no, I
just she's just not taking it serious.
What?
let's finish it up.
The counselor.
With a man who definitely needs counseling.
Oh yeah.
Ben's got the last word. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm gonna go with Fairport because I can't think of any local coffee shops there, but I'm pretty sure they have a Dunkin' and probably a Starbucks there. So I'm gonna go with Fairport.
Okay, again, Fairport has been around too long and is too quaint to not have a mom and pop a cafe. It's a town that screams cafe. Like if you
don't know, man, that's just my gut feeling. I'm pretty sure they have a Dunkin'. If you go down 250 and hang a right down that way, pretty sure there's a Dunkin' over there.
All right. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Okay. A lot just happened here in the last 15, 20 minutes.
All right.
Let's recap our picks so I can get my star and go home. Tommy is an Irondequoit, even though, as Paul pointed out, he won with Irondequoit last week.
Mm.
So you done. I'm in Henrietta. Patrick is in Gates. He drives all over Chilai Ave.
Yeah.
West Side Drive. Mm. Behan. Pete's in Brockport. Dwayne is in Penfield visiting his lawyer. Christine said Greece. She picked the largest suburb, one of them in America, to say they don't have a mom-and-pop coffee shop. Armand disqualified himself, then yelled, "We have to find a way," and then hung up.
Yes.
Cody is in Charlotte. Nick chose Chilai and then proceeded to tell us about the independently owned coffee shop in the town that he picked. Barber is in Hilton. He also gave us the name of a coffee shop in the town that he picked.
Oh, yeah.
Paul is in Churchville. Steve B. is in Brighton. You said you liked that pick.
Yeah. What?
Nothing. Alex from the waiting room of her counseling session chose Webster. Ben is in Fairport. Are we ready?
Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's do it, Kenny! Brockport!
You ain't it.
I feel good.
Reese!
I'm looking at her face.
Fairport!
Ah, she's smiling. What? Damn it.
When
you smile, it means we did
you
not.
You never
win.
Smile.
Yes, I do. I smile all the time. I smile all the time, especially during this game, because you guys are stupid. Because we have a winner this week, and I was worried there for a second that we weren't going to have one.
No!
Oh.
No!
So is
no!
That should be
but
bad.
Thanks to somebody playing from the convenience of a waiting room.
Get out of here!
Therapy chick?
They whined in Webster!
Wow! Is this Alex's first star?
I think so. Wow. Yeah, there's no Lady Alex up there.
So after calling all the boys in Webster Mama's Boys, mm-hmm. after wanting to fight us because I said that all kids in Spencerport, mm-hmm. before they grow up, are yeah. dicks, like yeah. when you're in high school, from the waiting room of counseling, mm-hmm. Alex has won Where They Whine It.
Damn.
And she may have already been called in. She may not even know.
I know. She might not. She might be at her appointment right now.
So I guess the moral of this is...
Yeah, get some counseling.
Exactly. And you, too, can win Where They Whine It. Webster doesn't have an independently owned
they
coffee shop.
They might. Who knows? It's just this person's experience.
Man, if only somebody in this room had lived in that town for a long time.
So the place that they had one, uh-huh. Salvador's bought it and turned it into a pizza shop.
Oh.
So he kept the Italians uh-huh. throughout the coffee.
Oh, are you talking about Donuts Delight?
Donuts Delight's not in... Webster.
No, you're right. It's right off. It's just over the border.
That's a rendezvous.
Okay, I admitted that I was wrong. But you have to get off that exit to go to Webster.
You do. So you do. But that doesn't really count for anything.
You told your hands today. Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm like a tiny waiter with a little fake tray. Let's take a break.
All right.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're trying to sell this as a good thing, and it sounds like a freaking nightmare.
Oh.
Because, look, you keep making this argument that AI is coming.
It's here.
And maybe one day... it becomes an integrated part of our lives. But right now, it's like one of the least reliable things of all time.
Yeah, but they're testing it out, aren't they?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Amazon, in an effort to get the jump on every other Christmas shopping place, has introduced a new system.
What are they doing?
It's called Rufus. It's a generative AI-powered shopping assistant.
So it helps me pick?
Something? You got it. For example, if you had any questions about like items you were going to buy,
I ask AI.
You can ask Rufus. For right. example, you would ask which coffee maker is the easiest to clean. Give me a recommendation for a lawn game for a child's birthday party. Which speakers are the best?
All right.
And Rufus, using AI, will go in and give you information.
Okay, sounds
and
pretty cool.
It's probably not problematic at all that a company that is trying to sell you the most expensive stuff possible is having you rely on its AI chatbot to lead you in the right direction.
All right, well, maybe this is not a good AI guy.
Okay, well, no, but they're not the only company that's doing it. Several companies have started leaning on OpenAI to help retailers, not only with shopping, but when you are calling to ask questions or get directions as to how to get help.
Okay, and you're saying it's sketchy.
Well, bro, not only is it sketchy, it's already hard enough to get someone on the phone when you need help with something, right?
Yeah.
So now I got to deal with AI with a voice?
Yeah, but maybe it eventually gets you, closer to solving the problem, though, than that person before who's just going to keep passing you along. So if you're going through, like, the steps for AI, it eventually is going to take you to that department or whatever you're looking for.
Gimme.
And then I had to wait.
Well, to his point, like, as somebody who's, I've used this before with Amazon because I had like a problem with like a package, and I mean I guess it was a simple solution, but it was a quick fix for when I was chatting with the AI.
And you're not on hold, but no. You can immediately go to an AI where I gotta wait for the next agent to come loose to talk to.
Okay,
especially if it's an easy problem to fix, you know, then I'm just kind of wasting their time.
If there is one person who's gonna screw up a conversation with AI where they need help,
you just talk.
It's you.
How?
What do you? How
you screw it up?
You just talk for a living. We've almost been fired like 7 times since I've been here.
Come on, that was yesterday.
No, man. Here's the other thing too.
What?
I don't know about other people's experiences. AI is not even like reliable for facts. For example, there are some radio shows, I guess, in town that have been using AI to like prepare their shows. We haven't. I'm very anti-AI. We've talked about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my brother, we do a podcast together.
Yeah.
The Let's Go Duffalo podcast up now on all of your places where you get your podcasts. Oh. He, in preparation for, like, discussions we've had about, like, bills and history and stats, has used AI, thinking he's saving time. And on multiple occasions...
Like, looking up information?
Yes, asking, like, how many bills have made the Pro Bowl, how many bills have signed and then re-signed. And he's been wrong almost every time. It feeds him wrong answers.
Yeah, but he's getting them quick.
No, but they're wrong. They're wrong. I mean,
are they wrong or are you picky? Because you get weird with your sports stuff.
Well, technically, it's really
you do get really snotty with
sports. I love how you guys are attacking me in a business where AI could put us out of business, when AI is actually screwing us up.
When they do stupid AI, I'll worry.
AI's already stupid. Bro, there's a robot they invented like 30 years ago that could take your job. It's called Every Computer. I don't know. Do other people, 252 to BCMF, have experiences with AI being straight up wrong with them? I'm still weird about this whole thing.
Why? What, you think it's going to take over the world?
Well, I mean, yes. But outside of that, I mean, have you seen RoboCop?
Yeah. That's a long time ago.
I'm just saying. No, man, I don't know. Like, it's just weird how one day the majority of our society was like, we can rely on this. Nobody really knows how it works outside of the people that, like.
But I don't know how my phone works. That doesn't stop me.
And you can't use that the right way either.
Neither can you.
I know better than you.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you great.
The only reason I'm kind of for AI when it comes to customer service is because it prevents the Karens of the world from ruining somebody's day.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, just those people that want to bitch, cuz and they're bitching at the person who's trying to help them because they're angry about whatever it is they're angry about. Like, it does take that out of it, and I always wonder, like, what they're saying.
No, look, I hear you 100%. Instead of having those people's day ruined, let's replace them with technology.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Those people don't find other things to do.
I mean, this puts people out of work.
No, but they find other jobs, and other technology opens up other jobs for people.
Give me an example.
I can't.
You can be one of the AI.
Go do it, yeah.
Slave drivers.
Yeah, maybe you have to clean the AI once a week.
Shut up.
Or it has to be lubed or something. I do AI maintenance now.
It sounds like one of those commercials that used to be out at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You looking for a job? Dog grooming? AI maintenance? Dope chopping? Weed selling?